it's an absolute classic. It certainly is. The Walker Brothers. The sun ain't going to shine anymore. And from the Walker Brothers, our guest John Walker, who we spoke to on the program, by the way, last year, and we're delighted he's joining us again now this year. Joining us, in fact, on the phone this evening. John, good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Now, last time we spoke, you were in sunny California. You're fairly close to Manchester at the moment, so it's the reality of the British winter for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's nice and, shall we say, brisk.
Well, that's one way of putting it. So how are you coping? Have you adapted okay?
Oh, yeah. No, it's, you know, actually, I enjoy cooler weather. My wife and I both enjoy cooler weather.
Now, you've got a new album out, which we'll talk about in a moment. You're currently touring this country, I assume, to promote the album. But what was happening prior to this, prior to coming back to this country?
Well, just basically, I spent the last couple of years working on this album. And I played a day in Stoke to record a television show for America. It's kind of interesting. It's for public broadcast in America. And the theme of the show was the British invasion. And the interesting part was they called me and said, we want you on the British invasion show. And I said, yeah, but I'm American, like, you know. And they said, you're basically English.
Uh-huh. So you're an adopted son, are you, John?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting thing because the Americans basically think of the Walker Brothers as being English.
So in the States, they actually assume the Walker Brothers are an English act, is that right?
For some reason. I don't know why, but they do.
Now, you say you spent 2 years working on the album. I notice you've penned 7 of the 10 tracks on the album yourself.
Yes.
How difficult is it, though, to get your own identity now as John Walker, bearing in mind that there's a legion of fans, and especially, of course, in this country, that all constantly hark back to the Walker Brothers?
Well, that's one of the difficulties when you actually sit down to record, or when I sit down to record anything. Obviously, there's going to be a certain Walker Brother legacy in everything that I do because I'm one of the Walker Brothers. So that's the way that's going to be. But I don't try to recreate the Walker Brothers because, one, I couldn't do it, and two, it doesn't make any sense to me to try to do that. But what I try to do is try to write music that I find satisfying for myself. And I, you know, it's one of those kind of things that I'm kind of doing things that I really enjoy doing, that I think the public would be interested in.
And when it comes to the concerts, are the audience expecting to hear you play some of the, you know, the former hits, or are they expecting all the new stuff now?
Well, no, they expect former hits.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's because out of the three of us, I'm the only one doing, you know, any kind of concert work. And the thing is, it would be kind of awkward to have me do a concert without doing any Walker Brothers songs. So I do, you know, Make It Easy and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine and No Regrets. And
so all the classic ones are still performed at the concert, plus the new stuff as well, of course.
Yes, and then I do tracks off of the new album and you know, and a few sort of random songs that people sort of associate with me.
Well, let's turn to the album, John, Just For You, John Walker. As you say, it's 2 years in the making. Where do you actually get the inspiration when you decide to sit down and put pen to paper and write these songs?
Well, that is usually something that happened, you know, something that's going on in my life or you know, something that I'd like to be going on in my life. You know, it usually is something to do with some kind of an experience I've had. And then, you know, it kind of perpetuates itself. I start and wait and see how things are going to turn out.
So do you discipline yourself and say, right, today I'm going to go and sit down at 10 o'clock and I'm going to write for 4 hours or whatever the case may be? Or suddenly does the mood take you and think, oh, there's an idea for a song. Let's stop everything and let's do it.
Yeah, basically it's the latter. I find that if I sit down, you know, if I sit down and decide that I actually want to write something, that just never happens. I might sit down and say, okay, I'm going to sit down and play guitar for a couple of hours just because I, you know, want to practice or just play. You know, then something may come up. Usually I'll be, you know, I could be doing something entirely different and all of a sudden some idea comes in my head. I always walk around with little tape machines handy because if I get an idea, it's not going to last long if I don't get it on some kind of media. So I usually take a quick tape of something and then develop it from there.
Now, the majority of the songs that you've written on the album are basically ballads. Having said that, Come Back to My Arms. I mean, the honky-tonk piano's in there. It's like an American barroom, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the funky one. You got to have some honky piano on your CD somehow.
It's a good song. So, what, you know, where was the inspiration for that one? As I say, it reminds me of an American movie, actually.
I can't really tell you. It's just, I don't know. I guess I was having a sort of funky blues, funky honky piano day or something. And the funny part about it is I can't play the piano. And my wife plays all the keyboard parts. So I sat there but as best I could, I was playing the piano when I came up with the idea. And so all that honky piano is down to her.
So is she touring with you and playing the piano with you?
Oh, no, she's not playing the piano. She's singing on this tour with me.
Uh-huh.
She's doing backup vocals.
Now, you're doing the tour, as I say, to promote the album, and you mentioned the fact that American audiences, in the main, think that the Walker Brothers, at least thought the Walker Brothers, were an English act. How do the audiences differ when you're playing in the States, when you're playing in this country? Is there a noticeable difference?
To start off with, the Walker Brothers were not as well known in America, or shall we say not... Well, we never played America after we became successful here. People know who we are. They mostly know the songs more than us. So, it's the same kind of reaction towards, when you hear something you're familiar with, if you like it, well, then, the reaction kind of is stays the same. Obviously, the English reaction is way more nostalgic because there's much more memories attached to the material that was, that we had that were
hit
songs here.
And do you have to change the approach to your act? For instance, a comedian, comedy in the States is totally different than comedy in this country, and English comedians that have made it in the States actually say we have to adapt the act, we have to change the act quite drastically to suit an audience in the States. Do you have to do that musically or not?
Well, no, because basically speaking, music is kind of universal. The thing, like with the Walker Brothers, we were very successful in Japan, and we sang everything in English, and most of the fans in Japan didn't speak English at all. They just liked the way the records sound. I don't change anything. I just do what I do.
It proves that music is an international language, really, doesn't it?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
It most certainly is. Now, it's Wimslow at the moment, just outside of Manchester, is that right?
Yes.
So where'd you head to from there?
Well, I'm going to go back up towards Manchester. The rehearsals start next week, so... actually, they start on the weekend, so we're getting ready to actually get going here.
And how long are you actually spending here in the UK this time?
The tour ends on the 29th of April, and then I'm going to Germany for a couple of weeks, then I'm coming back to the UK, and I think I'll be going back to America probably the middle of June.
So by then, you'll be very much at home, I think, John.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully getting some better weather as well.
Well, the summer's coming, I know.
Well, John, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to play a track off the album in just a second. All success with the album, all success with the tour, and it's great to catch up with you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks ever so much, John.
Take care.